Welcome to Shalom Machshava Nedav, she is sponsored by Nishmas Chaim Be'Hakol Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok.
We're holding Bava Kamo Daf Pei Gimel. The Gemara Amud Aleph in the end of the Amud tells us
that the Shechina is not Shoiro al Pochos Mishnei Alofim Vishnei Rivavois Mi Yisrael. There is a full Ashras Shechina only when you have 22,000 people of Am Yisrael. That's when you have Ashras Shechina. What's the significance of this number of 22,000?
So the Maharshon Yevamo says
that 22,000 is the number of malachim that surround Hashem up there in Shemayim. And the Maharshon points out as well that in the Midbar, the Machne Leviyah, which represented the highest Gedusha that Am Yisrael had in the Midbar, the number of Levim that were counted was 22,000 as well. And as the Maharshon points out, the Levim were the ones that did not chayte, they didn't join chayte egel. So they're the highest level of Gedusha of the Midbar possible. So he's speaking the highest level of Kedusha that is revealed by the Malachim, that is revealed by the Levim in the Midbar, that's the number of 22,000.
Why specifically 22,000? So the Maharal says over here, and so says the Goyin in Tikkun Zohar,
that 22 is the number of the letters of the Torah. The letters that we have, the Aleph base or Chav base, 22, representing the fact they have 22 different aspects and options in the world. Kedua, the highest number that we have in Lashon HaKodesh is 1,000. You have a chodesh, you have singles, then you have tens, you have hundreds, you have thousands. There's no higher number in Lashon HaKodesh. The number 10,000, which is called Revava, doesn't mean 10,000. It means Lashon Ribui. Revava is many, a lot. But you don't have a specific word that describes that number, which is 10,000. Because in Lashon HaKodesh, the highest number you have is 1,000. So if I take the 22 options and expand it to the fullest Lashon HaKodesh, you get the 22,000.
And the Ben Yoyodo on Meseches Yevamos
goes with the same Mahalach, that we're talking about the 22 letters, and he explains why specifically 1,000. Because in Kabbalah we know that there is four worlds, that four dimensions to the world that we refer to. You have the bottom world that we see around us, it's called Olam HaAsiyah. You have above that a world called Olam HaYetzira. Above that there's a world called Olam HaBriyo. And above that there's a world called Olam HaAtzilus. Whatever is down here is multiplied by 10 in the world above, multiplied by another 10 in the world above that, and multiplied by another 10 in the highest world. That's the idea of 1,000. Singles in the bottom world, tens in the Olam HaYetzira, hundreds in Olam HaBriyo. And when you get to Olam HaAtzilus, that's when you get to 1,000. So when we're talking about the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim, everything that's revealed here as one is revealed up there as 1,000. So the 22 letters, which are 22 singles in this world, are up there in Shemayim being revealed, being expanded to 22,000. And that's the reason in this world, the full Gilui Shechina is on 22,000 Yidin, referring to the 22,000 belongs up there in Shemayim. This is some of the remazim, some of the hints that the Gedolei HaDoros give us. And just conclude that the Megala Amukah says that that was a special bracha that Lavan and his mother gave Rivko when she left. Because the bracha was, Achoseinu Atihi Le'alfei Revova. So he says, refers to the Shnei Revova, the Shnei Alofim that Am Yisrael have, the Ashur HaShechina. They told you, you take that part. That connection to Kedusha, that special shaykhis that you have with Ashur HaShechina, that belongs to you. Ati la'alfei revovo. You have the concept of revovois and alofim. That's a special, unique connection that Am Yisrael has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who wants to join the Shalom Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shalommachshava@gmail.com.